somber milestone. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. The federal government out with its latest figures on overdose deaths.
The CDC estimates that 2021 marked another record-setting year for fatal drug overdoses, with about 107,000 deaths in the U.S. That's roughly one overdose death every 5 minutes. The 2021 total is up about 15% from the previous record, which was set the year before. Overdose deaths in the U.S. have been on the rise for more than two decades, starting in the 90s with opioid painkillers, followed by other opioids like heroin and fentanyl. Last year, overdoses involving fentanyl and other synthetic opioids were up 23% from the year before. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
South Korea says it's willing to provide humanitarian assistance to North Korea as the North reports cases of the COVID Omicron variant. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has called for the country to raise its COVID preventive measures to maximum as it reports its first cases. Former President Trump could have a New York contempt order against him lifted if he meets certain guidelines.
Former President Trump was cited for not responding timely to a subpoena from New York State Attorney General Letitia James. She requested financial documents from Trump and his organization. The judge levied a $10,000 per day fine for each day of noncompliance. Now Judge Arthur Engoron says if the former president pays $110,000, submits details on the organization's document and device handling and destruction policies, and allows an outside firm to go through boxes and storage to see if any relevant documents are there, the contempt will be lifted.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Trump has until a week from Friday to comply. Lawyers to victims of last year's deadly condo collapse in Surfside, Florida, say they've reached a nearly $1 billion tentative settlement. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
A Michigan school district once again turns down the state attorney general's offer to investigate a high school shooting that took place last November.
Michigan Attorney General Democrat Dana Nessel, who's up for re-election this year, has twice tried to get in on the investigation into the deadly high school shooting in Oxford. Though twice, her offer's been turned down. School Board President Tom Donnelly Jr. saying a third-party probe into the shooting won't happen until the criminal cases are resolved.
The ongoing criminal cases have understandably delayed the release of information that could be essential to our extensive review. Oxford Community Schools is also responding to numerous lawsuits at the state and federal level.
Four students were killed. Seven others, including a teacher, were hurt in the shooting. A 16-year-old and his parents have been charged in the case. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A federal appeals court has ruled California's ban on the sale of semi-automatic weapons to adults under age 21 is unconstitutional. A panel of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says the law violates the Second Amendment right to bear arms. A British study suggests getting off social media can do wonders for your mental health.
The study from the University of Bath finds that avoiding social media for just 1 week improved a person's well-being and lowered levels of both anxiety and depression. Scientists split a group of 154 adults into two subgroups, and they instructed one of the groups to cut out social media completely. They found it was hard for people in that group to be completely unconnected, but on average, that group spent only 21 minutes online in 1 week, as opposed to their previous average of 9 hours. The result, higher scores of well-being, regardless of age. Rob Dawson, Fox News.
Wall Street stocks fell again, led by more drops in technology companies in the inflation report. The Dow lost 326, the Nasdaq minus 373, the S&P off 65. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.